Welcome back, everybody, to the Real Madrid podcast. And coming out today, we'll look ahead to the Champions League and Manchester City. But first, it is difficult, really, to mask the disappointment after a last week, which has seen Madrid pick up just 1 point from six against two clubs in the bottom third of La Liga, which in turn, of course, has led to Barcelona retaking the top of La Liga by 2 points and makes next weekend's Clásico almost the season's defining fixture with 12 games to go following. So then, what's been the reaction across the medias to the defeat? Well, first, the team's selection. Mendy was sensibly left on the bench for fear of that yellow card, and Bale, Rodrigo, Jovic didn't make the bench, which of course left the focus yet again on Benzema to provide the goals. He, though, is, remember, on that run of just one La Liga goal since mid-December. Nine players, though, on the day did have attempts on goal. Benzema, along with Sergio Ramos, Hazard, Modric were those who had attempts on target. The night's biggest catastrophe, though, has been Eden Hazard picking up that injury, which led to him leaving the field on the 66th minute. The diagnosis is not good. He will miss the Manchester City and Barcelona games after picking up this hairline fracture yet again. And the length of rehabilitation time is yet to be confirmed, but it doesn't look good. Zidane's comments have been poured over by the media in the last 24 hours. We feel bad, he says. We started well enough. We created lots of chances, but we didn't finish and didn't find a goal. And that was the key thing in this game today. We know we have to beat Barcelona now, and we will do everything possible to return to the top of La Liga. He did go on, though, to say that they mustn't forget all of the good things that have been achieved during the course of this season. He said, we've had some very good moments this season. We cannot allow our heads to drop now and become too despondent after just two games. Yes, it is a bad run, but we can still move forward. We need everybody's energy to get through this. Sergio Ramos had plenty to say after the game. His comments have created plenty of discussion as he again took aim at the refereeing, saying that he actually asked the referee today if he actually had a personal problem with him, and if he did, they should sort it out. On Barcelona, he said, they've had their problems as well this season. There are plenty of points left to play for. We are not going to throw the towel in yet. When we win together. When we lose, it is the same. We have to be united. We have a beautiful week coming up. Now, in case it escaped your attentions this weekend, there was no Rodrigo because he was with the Castilla team this weekend. Zidane met with him on Friday to underline what his plans were for him and the reasons for making the decision. It's concluded with Rodrigo saying that he was happy with the situation and fully engaged with his coach. However, all did not go well. Raul, of course, was ecstatic at the fact that he had about £90 million worth of Brazilian talent because Renier made his debut as well. But the Monday headlines have been, what on earth was Rodrigo doing playing with the Castilla team? Yes, he scored a very good goal, which Renier was involved in. But then he ended up getting sent off for the over-exuberant celebration, which means that he will not be available for next weekend's El Clásico. Now, let's add a little levity for the moment and raise the mood. One of the lighter moments of today's media coverage, Isco has shaved his beard off, which has sent social media into something of a meltdown, with most likening his new look to that of the former coach, Sadi Solari. Paul Pogba's name has reappeared in the rumour and speculation columns again this week after Fernandez's impressive start for Manchester United. The message is that you can have Paul Pogba at the right money. For Madrid, that would be £65 million plus James Rodriguez. United's response is, you're halfway there. We don't want James Rodriguez. Now, let's turn our attentions to the Champions League meeting with Manchester City on Wednesday. Karim Benzema has come out fighting. He said this is a great team with an excellent coach. Talking about the Champions League, he said it means a great deal. The emotions are different and there is certainly more pressure, but it is overall an incredible feeling. On Manchester City, he added, they are a great team with a very good coach indeed. They love to play with the ball. They make lots of passes. I think it is going to be a very even game. What about Kevin De Bruyne? Well, he added that losing to Madrid would see his Manchester City team branded as failures. He said, we will go there to play our game, playing offensive football, trying to put them under pressure. Now, there is a lot of transfer rumour and speculation floating around, certainly with his visit of Manchester City this week. Some of the speculators getting very much ahead of themselves, believing that this is a great chance for the club to showcase itself to a few of the potential targets. Raheem Sterling, of course, perhaps won't be playing. His injury, though, is coming along quicker than they thought. More likely could be Leroy Sané, the 24-year-old German international. He has a contract that's up in June of 2021. He had been a long-time target of Bayern Munich, but there's been a cooling of interest of theirs of late. He's had a miserable season with injury, but he's almost ready for a return. Wednesday, they say, though, is just a bit too soon. His name being linked with a potential transfer in the summer to Madrid. Let's move on to the Champions League and take a little look in more detail at Manchester City and Real Madrid. Well, these two have met four times, as we know previously. September 2012, Real Madrid won 3-2. City back then, a very different team under Roberto Mancini. Aguero was there, but he was only on the bench. David Silva played Jose Mourinho's team. Well, they didn't have Sergio Ramos in the team on that day. He was only on the bench. Varane and Marcelo did play. All the goals, if you remember this, came in a frantic last half an hour. Dzeko gave City the lead. Marcelo equalised. Kolarov then put City ahead before two goals in the final 3 minutes on that dramatic night. Benzema and Ronaldo secured the victory. Real Madrid on that night created 35 chances. The return was 1-1 in Manchester. Benzema's goal on 10 minutes. Aguero equalised on 75. Arbeloa was actually sent off for a second yellow on 73. Real Madrid held only 34% possession overall by the end of that night. 2015-16, it was much closer between the two teams. In the semi-final, Zidane was in charge at this time up against Pellegrini. Real Madrid that night had the majority of possession, created 13 chances to City's 4. Madrid kept a really tight rein on De Bruyne that night, Aguero and Navas. De Bruyne that night managed just 27 successful passes. Real Madrid would certainly like a repeat of that. In the return, that Fernando own goal separated the two teams. It was a similar story in this game, with Real Madrid having the majority of possession again, creating 15 chances to City's 5. 6 players in that Real Madrid lineup on that night could start again on Wednesday. That was then City of now, though, a substantially better squad and team. What about the performance in Champions League so far this season? Tactically then, as with last, the formation remains very constant, 4-3-3 for City. This has been changed only once this season for the game against Atalanta, where they used a 4-2-3-1. In terms of possession, they've had a majority in every game. The lowest was 53%. That was game one against Shakhtar. The highest was 75% against Dinamo Zagreb. Now, they've created 90 attempts on goal in their 6 games, with 39 attempts on target. And they've kept 2 clean sheets, one away against Shakhtar on day one, the other against Zagreb. Overall, they've conceded 4, and they've scored 16 goals. The top scorer has Raheem Sterling on 5, Gabriel Jesus with 4, Gundogan, Foden, Aguero on 2, and Riyad Mahrez on one. How does that compare with Real Madrid? Well, Real Madrid have had the majority possession in four of the six games they've played. As for the tactical makeup of the team, three different systems have been used. 4-2-3-1, 4-3-1-2 with one each. 4-3-3 is the most used with four. Now, there's 113 attempts on goal, which is more than Manchester City. And of that 113, 47 attempts were on target. Now, percentage-wise, that means 41.5% for Real Madrid. City's, though, 43.3%. There's been two clean sheets for Madrid, with 8 goals conceded to 14 goals scored. What about City's season overall, apart from Champions League? Well, if you add all the games they've played in this season, 43 overall, which they've scored a total of 111 goals. They're averaging 19 attempts on goal per game, with an average possession of 61.3% and a pass completion rate, which stands at a very impressive 89.1%. In the Premier League this season, 11 different goal scorers, Aguero on 16, Sterling 11, 12 assist providers. They come from all over. The standout, as we know, Kevin De Bruyne, 16 assists this season. That's in addition to his 8 goals as well. Shows you how important a player he is. Riyad Mahrez and David Silva have each produced 7 assists each. Clarity there then, as if any were needed, of how good this team really are. Now, if you need to find out what it takes to stop Manchester City from scoring, then maybe a quick phone call to Nuno at Wolves, Jose Mourinho at Tottenham, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. They're the only ones in 40 games who have actually stopped Manchester City from scoring. At home in all competitions this season, City have lost 3, Wolves in Premier League, Manchester United in Premier League, and Manchester United in the League Cup. Away from home, 4 defeats as well. Norwich in the Premier League, Liverpool in Premier League, Wolves and Spurs. Tottenham, the only team that have stopped City scoring on the road this season. Overall, City's record against Spanish opposition, 19 occasions they have met Spanish teams in Europe. They beat Sevilla twice. In 2015, in the group stages of Champions League, they've beaten Villarreal twice. That was back in 2011-12 in the group stages. Athletic Club in the Cup Winners' Cup. This is going all the way back to 1969-70. And after 5 losses, they did celebrate a victory against Barcelona. That back in 2016-17, again in the group stages. Real Madrid's form coming into this, well, they've won only 3 of their 9 previous European ties at home. And they don't need reminding that last season was the first time since 2009-10 when they failed to reach at least the semi-finals. And Zidane will be hopeful that his team, in what is their 50th European campaign, do not fall early this season. And that just about wraps it up then for today. I'll be back on Friday as we look back at that first leg and look ahead to El Clasico next weekend. Don't forget, you can catch up with all of the season's news so far via the website, www.realmadridpodcast.com. Also, you can follow on Anchor FM, on iTunes, Google, Alexa, Spotify, and all the other major platforms. Enjoy what should be a fantastic occasion in Champions League this Wednesday against Manchester City. Hopefully, there is a victory to celebrate. I'll be back then on Friday. For the moment, from me, Tim Cable. Bye-bye for now.